Harihi Om. Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Chaitanya Upanayanam, Lalita Madhava, Act 10, Fulfillment of Desire, page 77. Okay, verse 18. Radha enters while Pingala pleads with her. Radha, since I am dependent on others, meeting Krishna cannot bring me pleasure. I am unfortunate. Fearing separation, I have decided that death is the only alternative. Pingala, O queen, do not be so rash. Right? Because she's dependent on others. She's dependent upon Chandravali. And so Chandravali is always making sure that to block anything that's happened. I mean, she's not directly going, but Madhavi, we see, is very, very determined in this way. And so then, and because there's an agreement is there with Krishna that he can't marry anyone else unless Rukmini approves that that's all right as a concept. Doesn't mean each person has to be. It just means whether anybody is involved or not. You know, if he can marry someone else or not. So then Radharani, then seeing that she won't really be able to meet Krishna, then decided that, like in Vrindavan, she couldn't meet Krishna, so then she entered the water in at Kaliya Lake.
Radha. Pingala is like friend of Radharani.
Yes, must be. Because I think it mentioned before about Pingala, didn't it? Radha, ignoring her, Kaliya Lake, agitated by great waves and filled with gleaming black snakes, has been giving bliss to my eyes for a long time. Her left eye trembles. She rebukes herself. My left eye is quivering intensely, indicating hope to extend my life. This is like a spider producing a net to catch an insect. Right, because for the women, the left side of the body trembles, then that means it's good. On men, it'll be the right side. Like that. Pingala, this indicates that something auspicious will happen. Examine the time. Radha, why should I have faith in my quivering eye? Krishna enters with Navavrinda. Krishna, O hard-hearted girl, will you suddenly throw your wasted body like a creeper, fragrant and full of beauty, which is the hope for my bird-like life during long separation, into the fire of the snake's poison without showing me a drop of mercy? She gets ready to plunge into the water. Navavrinda, O Lord, the gem will prevent all problems. She binds the gem to his wrist. Radha, O misfortune, why does the snake not bite me? I am so unfortunate. She follows the snakes. Krishna, approaching in panic, rash girl, why do you put yourself in danger? He holds her neck with his two arms from behind. Radha, not hearing him because of grief, she becomes blissful. Good fortune, I have been caught by two snakes. She becomes happy with the touch. At the right time, even harmful things give happiness. The touch of the snakes gives me happiness. I have been blessed by faith with the touch of the black snake. My suffering has dissipated completely. Yeah. Krishna is also known as a black snake. Yeah. So, but she's not seeing that it's Krishna. So that's the whole point of these moods is that when the intensity of prema is so great, they don't even necessarily see things as they are. So that's something that's specifically unique, you know, that we see especially in Braja.
But Maharaj, can we say that by the touch she can have some ideas?
No, not necessarily. She's experiencing the ecstasy because she's seeing something else. Because, see, is that it's not about knowledge. It's about experience. See, prema goes beyond knowledge. Knowledge is servant of prema. So knowledge, its value is how much it can help support these pastimes. Right? So that's all of these things. The existence of things, the qualities of things, the particular knowledge of things, the particular skills that one can apply in this, the practical skills, results from these things. Their only value is on how much it brings forward prema. That's its only purpose. Right? So that's the natural thing. That's the transcendental state. Yes.
Also, the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Veda, it helps us to see this way, because you can see, like, you know, either way, whether Krishna, everything is like, you know, ultimately Krishna, or seeing, like, right now, seeing something else and then...
Seeing the difference,
or where it is oneness, then... With other philosophies, then it is like more or less...
It's one or the other.
Yeah, you cannot move back and forth.
Because others will say, just like I remember, I was speaking with some Nimbarka, and he's talking about there's no separation. Mm-hmm. And then, but in the pastime that Prema Sarovar, then he points out for the devotees there, they don't experience the separation. Mm-hmm. Right? And they're not separated. Radha and Krishna are together.
Yes.
So for them, it's just a flavor that comes up in the pastime to show the intense attachment they have for each other. But in reality, it's not. So they say that with happiness, because for them, you know, they don't want to see any separation, because they see separation simply as difficulty, as pain. They don't understand that indirectly gives transcendental ecstasy. So, in other words, except for the Gaudiyas, everybody sees, means if they're seeing on the spiritual, means just like in the material, that all the activities, all the rasas that give direct pleasure to the devotees, they accept those. And the ones that don't give direct pleasure, they leave those. Just as in the material, it means, you know, that's there. And we see that similar reflection here, is those things that are direct, that's called pious, and the indirect ones are called impious. So just as we're giving up impiety, then we're thinking that this would be the standard way of dealing. But that's the point, is because it's all Krishna, therefore it both work very wonderfully. Nothing works not wonderfully. Does that make sense? So... that's the uniqueness of the Gaudiyas, is that there is no problem here, because it's connected to Krishna. That's the whole point, when you connect it to Krishna. So that's the thing, is the Gaudiyas can deal with anything. That's why they can accommodate the widest range of people being involved. Like you see other sampradayas, then the more you're properly following the religious aspects, then the more they can basically relate and consider you part of the process. But the Gaudiyas, even if you're just connecting some aspects of the philosophy or some aspects of the religion, that can be considered as connected to Krishna. It works. So this wide range is already, that's the Gaudiya thing. You know? And so then to foolishly think that we have to create a separate entity to bring out this broadness, this means they don't even know what broadness is. It's already there, it's inherent. Does that make sense? Yeah. So therefore, it's not a problem. So this may be indirect, but it's still giving ecstasy. That's why it says, you know, it keeps saying these things. not hearing him because of grief, she becomes blissful. So the grief, but she's still blissful. You know, and Krishna has touched her, but she doesn't see that. You know? But at the same time, as her left eye trembles, which we consider an auspicious thing, but because she's not seeing Krishna, what's the point of the auspicious? And something that would seemingly be inauspicious, then she doesn't have a problem with that, because then it you know, of her absorption in Krishna. Does that make sense? Yeah. So this is what happens in the pastimes. Because there, here we follow what's proper and what's not proper, but it still has to be seen in the context of Krishna. You know, what do the acharyas recommend? Everything like that, because we're not on the platform of spontaneity. Yes, spontaneous sense gratification and mental speculation, that, yes, you could probably say we do okay. But even then, we're not so good. You know? Does that make sense? Yeah. You know, it's just like, what is it? You know, the wedding the other night? You know, you walk in the gate. When you walk in the gate, the first thing there is all the prasad. Right? But then but everyone go to temple, see there, sit through the ceremony and all that, like that. But then at the end, when it's all finished, everybody goes to the prasad. There's not enough people there to be able to serve it and arrange it, so everybody stands around. Right? Does that make sense? Well, if it's a more, say, traditional Indian setting, like that, there would be people out there eating all the time. You know, you come in, eat some, go back, sit a little bit, go back, eat. And that way there's no problem with those people taking care. Is that what I'm saying? So that's what I'm meaning. It's a more spontaneous ability to deal with the senses. So even though the Westerners are committed to their senses, they're not actually very good at it. No? I have been blessed by fate with a touch of the black snake. My suffering has dissipated completely. Navavrinda. Fortunately, she now recognizes that those are Krishna's arms. Radha, how astonishing. Though his head is decorated with beautiful jewels, the snake does not bite me. Navavrinda. Oh, beautiful girl, the black snake is actually Krishna's arm, decorated with the chakra and jewels and anointed with sandalwood. Right, so then she's seeing, you know, she's sat there and recognizing that she's being, because if she thinks about it, what else other than that would she... Krishna, giving up your body, astonishing with all kinds of sweetness, which puts fear in Lakshmi. Do you want to make everyone in the universe have useless eyes? Radha, turning her head to look at Krishna. What misfortune. Though I have died, I am dying again. For fate has thrown Krishna, who gives happiness to the three worlds, into Kaliya Lake as well. Because she thinks she's in the lake. Yeah. Krishna, coming to the shore, he puts the jewel in Radha's hand and scolds her while smiling. Oh, merciless girl, you are eager to give blessings to the snake venom with great devotion and deprive me of blessings. Closer is working now. Okay.
The mic is not working, so it's just the phone.
But is it turned on?
Yes.
Is the battery there? Maybe the battery's dead.
Maybe.
Those little funny little dinky batteries.
Actually, it doesn't require a battery.
Doesn't require a battery.
Yeah, that's what we hope.
Works off the phone.
It's fine now. I know if it's better.
Anyway, I'll do
it
with my phone.
Oh, okay.
Proximity.
Okay. Yes.
My phone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Coming to the shore, he puts the jewel in Radha's hands and scolds her while smiling. Oh, merciless girl, you're eager to give blessings to the snake venom with great devotion and deprive me of blessings. Let us go to the Madhavi Bower. They exit with Pingala. Jashoda. Jashoda enters, crying in front of Purnamasi. Though made to leave, evil Kaliya has returned. I am so unfortunate. Navarvinta, to herself. My plan to make Radha free of dependence has succeeded. Aloud, O ladies, be calm. Do not lament. Krishna has rescued Satyabhama and brought her to the bank. Everyone, with choked voices, this is most auspicious. They recover. Voice from behind the stage. Shiva, with the half moon on his head, riding on a bull, accompanied by Parvati, and putting Brahma in front, has entered Dwarka in order to see Krishna, the shelf leader of the Satvatas. Navarvinda, look, Krishna has come forward to give bliss to Shiva. All seeing Krishna from a distance become joyful. Purnamasi, O Navarvinda, where is your dear friend Satyabhama? Navarvinda, she is in front of the Vasanti Bower. Purnamasi, I will send Satyabhama to Kundina immediately while Krishna is not here. Mukura, I will go and bring her. Walks. Radha enters with Pingala. Radha, O friend, who is talking over there? Pingala, the family members of Rukmini have gathered and are criticizing you. Radha, it is hard for me to die. Covering her face, she cries. Seeing Radha from far off, Mukura returns in astonishment. Purnamasi, O Mukura, why did you return? Mukura, O Purnamasi, I want to speak, I am afraid. Purnamasi, O fool, do not fear, speak with confidence. Mukura, in a choked voice in her ear, this is the news. Purnamasi, scolding her, you simply gossip, be silent, why do you have such fortune? Yashoda, O Purnamasi, what did she say? Purnamasi, O Yashoda, she said something impossible. Mukura again whispers in her ear. Purnamasi, fool, I have understood. You have erred because of the great gem. Mukura, O granddaughter Lalita, come and see. Lalita looks at Purnamasi's face. Purnamasi, let us go. What fault is there in that? I'll walk. Purnamasi, going at Lalita and Mukura some distance, she speaks with enthusiasm. Though I cannot see her completely, she produces compassion and then astonishment in my heart. Lalita, approaching in a choked voice. O slender girl, why are you crying? Radha, is this my dear friend Lalita? Is this affectionate Purnamasi? Is this respected Mukura? Falls on the ground in bliss. Footnote 49. Total destruction of all distress is called Samaya. Here, Radha, being happy by seeing her friend, is displayed here as Samaya. Purnamasi. Ah, is that my child, Radha? Cries loudly. Mukura, O granddaughter, again I have attained you. Becomes insane with joy. Yashoda runs with Rohini in choked voice. O child, you are alive. Kisses her face. Chandravali, trembling. Is that my sister, Radha? Stumbling, embraces her. Purnamasi. We have found drinking water in the desert to quench our intense thirst. Radha offers respects to everyone's feet and then speaks with longing. Is this my sister, Chandravali? Chandravali, embracing her tightly. Oh, sister, this is unfortunate, Chandravali. Radha, falling at her feet in bliss and devotion. I have been cheated by cruel fate. Footnote 60. If the goal is surprisingly obtained, it is called Upaguhana. Here, Upaguhan is displayed with the instance of two sisters who have never seen each other before, surprisingly meet and embrace each other. Krishna enters. Krishna, in bliss, after a long time I am joyful, thinking myself as a resident of Gokula. 61. Accomplishment of one's desired goal is called Ananda, or blissfulness. Here, happiness felt by Lord Krishna is Ananda. Yashoda embracing Krishna. Yashoda says this? O mother? Or maybe she means Purnamasi, I don't know. O mother, by good fortune you have come safely out of the snake's lake with Radha. Navarvinda, O Yashoda, all snakes were illusory. All smile. Lalita, my friend Radha, where is Vishakha? Navarvinda, Look, Vishakha is coming out of her river, 62, and is approaching in bliss, 62. Oh, the Jamuna. Everyone embraces Vishakha. Vishakha offers respects to the elders, embraces Radha. Lalita, my friend Vishakha, again I can see you. They embrace each other tightly. Chandravali, O Purnamasi, you should request Krishna to take the hand of my sister with my permission. 63. Stability of an accomplished object is called kriti, right? Because there's some accomplishment, but it's not steady. Because Chandravali wasn't agreeing, so then something would happen, Mukher would, you know, the mood, so many things. So there'd be some accomplishment, but it wasn't the full accomplishment. So it has a different position. So stability is called kriti. Here, Radhika is the achieved object, and her stability is being requested by Chandravali upon arrival of Jashoda with her son, etc., is kriti. Purnamasi, O child, you are the best of the compliant. Because compliant means this of the right-wing girls. He's the best. O queen, if you offer Radha to the hand of Krishna, that would be the finest divine accomplishment. The ringing of the bell of auspicious prema in the form of a coronation with showering of jewels for the wedding of Radha and Krishna will give joy to the three worlds. Mm-hmm. Chandravali, joyfully, O Purnamasi, this is my desire. Undertake this with Jashoda. Mm-hmm. Purnamasi asked Jashoda. Jashoda, O son, Chandravali has a request. Krishna, O mother, please speak. What desire can I fulfill for her? Jashoda, it is this. Krishna, mother, I will do as you say. Approaches, speaks to Chandravali privately. O queen, this is very difficult to bear. Please order something else. Chandravali, in affectionate anger. One should have fear at the appropriate time, O lotus-eyed Krishna. My sister has deeper love for you than I have. She gives Radha to Krishna. Krishna, in a soft voice, O queen, who would not receive your mercy, accepts Radha with respect. Voice from behind the stage, guided on the path by Raivata, his left hand holding Govardhan's hand. Vindhya arrives at Dwarka upon hearing the news from Jambavan. Interesting, because they're all three mountains. Raivata is the mountain there where all the other queens were. Govardhan then, and then Vindhya. Because they're all of them are all connected. This is all, they're all family here. Purnamasi, look, everyone. Vasudev holding Balaram's hand, surrounded by Yadu heroes, and Devaki bringing Revati, served by many Yadu women, gradually enter the festive arena. Navarvinda, look, everyone, full of longing. Shyama is coming, holding Bhadra's right hand and Shaibya's left hand. Okay. Voice from behind the stage. Says Bhishmaka's restriction was lifted when Rukmini gave permission for Radha to marry Krishna. With smiling face, Garuda has brought the 16,100 girls and now enters the hall. 64. Having connected with the main function is called Purva Bhava. Some scholars characterize it to be Purva Vakya, while others take it to be Purva Bhasha, based on Sahitya Darpana 6.1.13. Quote, it should be known as Purva Vakya if it represents the purpose had mentioned earlier. Here, as Lord Krishna had stated earlier in third act, no matter how many girls are there, bring them all quickly. And he himself went there. That statement is being fulfilled here, and this is an example of Purva Vakya. Right. So he's taking that aspect of it. It's been stated, and so now it becomes complete. Krishna has stated it before. Jashoda, how amazing. Fate is kind in all ways at one time. Purnamasi, look, with Sridhama on the right side and Subala on the left, Nanda enters the hall in bliss. Nanda enters. Nanda, O Purnamasi, I have become successful with the fulfillment of my long-cherished desire. Embraces Krishna. Chandravali and Radha, following Purnamasi, bow to Narada. Oh, Nanda. Excuse me. Nanda, oh my two children, I give blessings that you may both have the greatest love for Krishna. 65. Obtaining self-respects, etc. is called bhashana. Here, bhashana is displayed by receiving blessings and respects from Nanda Maharaj. Purnamasi. Arundhati blocks the road with a group of chaste women, and chaste Lopa Mudra joins her. Navarvinda. Indra is coming with Sachi. Right, Arundhati is like that. Arundhati is the, it's one of the
Vishishta's wife.
Yeah, so then all the sages. Navarvinda. Indra is coming with Sachi. Kuvera with Ridhi. Yama with Dumorna. Varuna with Gauri. Surya with Samgya. Maru with his wife Shiva. Agni with Swaha. And Chandra with Rohini. They have all arrived at Dwarka. So Rohini is the maid. Voice from behind the stage. Kubja has prepared many fragrant cosmetics. Sudama has made many garlands in joy. The weaver with modesty displays the beauty of his excellent cloth. Dwarka shines with crowds of followers filled with the greatest bliss. Lalita. O Vishaka, you are successful to see again the festival of Radha and Krishna's union. Purnamasi. Mother Jashoda, all the ingredients of the bathing ceremony have arrived. Please decorate the marriage altar with Radha and then the young girls. 66. Having connected with the main function is called Purva Bhava. Here Purva Bhava is displayed with connection of the main function with Radha Madhava's wedding festival. So now even the connection of the other girls getting, connected with Krishna, that's all connected with the main one of Radha and Krishna being together. Krishna. While greeting all, he addresses Radha privately. O Radha, my very life, ask for anything that will please you. Radha, in bliss. Lord of my life, I have been united with all my friends, decorated with natural sweet prema. I have attained my intimate sister Chandravali and mother-in-law Jashoda. I have attained association with you for pastimes. What more could I desire? 67. When one appears to have full satisfaction of having fulfilled all his desires, it is called upasamhara. Here, upasamhara is obviously displayed having Radha's every desire fulfilled. Still, let this happen. You must become visible as a friend in Kaishora form in sweet Braja to the determined devotees who live there for a long time with hope of attaining you. 38. The fortunate earth, not far from Mathura, spread with a forest giving the fragrance of your rasa pastimes, is surrounded by the sweetness of trees, birds, and animals. You, with flute in your mouth, should play there, surrounded by us foolish, unsteady women, identifying ourselves as wives of cowherd men. Krishna, beloved, it shall be. Radha, how will this happen? Krishna glances to the right as if stunned. Ekanamsha quickly enters with Gargi. Ekanamsha, my friend Radha, do not worry, for you are all situated in beautiful Gokula, but I have made it appear otherwise for some time. Be convinced of this. Have faith that Krishna also has gone there. Gargi to herself, what I heard from my father has come to pass. Hearing this, Radha loses control of herself. Gargi, oh friend, be calm, be calm. Radha recovers and looks at Krishna sideways. Krishna, oh beloved, what more can I do for you? Radha, smiling, let us ornament Gokula with our true forms, invisible to the eyes of materialists. Krishna, O beloved, that shall be. Come, let us act so that your sister's request is fulfilled. All exit. In this drama, the Lord, attractive as Cupid, has attained an amorous nature, Lalita, with pastimes while revealing his nature as an Uddata hero. 69. The person who is inscrutable, modest, tolerant, merciful, determined in vows, who obscures others' pride, is not boastful and is strong, is called Virodhata. O wise men, please partake of Lalita Madhava, full of artistry, ornamented with the 64 arts. Offering respects to the Lord, I have completed this work on Bhadravana on Sunday, fourth lunar day, in Jeshta month in the year 1459, Shaka era. Wise men, please pardon what I have described, filled with deep currents of rasa, though I am only situated on the shore. John.
You don't give any comment in the conclusion, right? No?
All right, what is there to comment? You wanted to comment? See, the phone's in ecstasy after. Like, completely stunned.
Motionless.
Hmm?
Motionless.
Yes.
So, Maharaj, it seems that this drama has a full intensity and also the full. All the terms, you know, like that, to make it perfect according to
Means you have a theme that you're saying, you're presenting, but you have different mediums that you can use. Does that make sense? Like, let's say you want to please somebody, so you could just spend some time, or you could talk nicely, or you could give them a gift, or could be centered around prasadam or around, you know, doing some other activity. These are all mediums for expression, right? Because the whole point is expression is the point, is that the manifestation of the interaction between the ashray and vishay, between Krishna and the devotee, right? And so then from that, since Krishna is everything, so there's so many ways that it can be done. Right, so then drama is one of the forms. Just like Purana, it has a certain way it explains things. So that's another form. So drama is a form. Right, you can use just poetry, because the drama is poetry with all these other aspects. The poetry itself, then you can do that with just the prayers, like these astakams and other prayers and like that. So you have so many different ways you can express. So drama is one of them. But now having completed it, is it understood why it's never been performed?
Yes. Yes.
Because it's just for reading and that kind of thing. Because it's just a way to express. It wasn't that he had necessarily a need to produce a drama to therefore, you know, put on a stage, yes. Right? But the point is it's a way to express, because you can see is by the nature of it, it can move very fast. But at the same time, it's very complete. Right? While in Purana, you see is you have to answer all the questions. And here, you don't have to answer why this happened this or that happened that or anything like that. On Purana, then you'll see, is this, oh, that's very nice, but what about this? And then another story will come up, and then, so the story goes with other stories like this. But here, there's a theme of just that you're trying to affect, and then through that, you have all these Sundays that hold it together. So the 64 Sundays, then it works.
In other words, with Purana, you have to come up with a Siddhanta, whereas this is Ras.
Yeah, it's just Ras.
There's no Siddhanta for this.
Yeah, it means it's giving. If you already know, you can appreciate it. But it's, as you mentioned, it's meant for tasting. It's not like for establishing the philosophy, that which the Purana does. Because the Purana is then doing whatever the Veda would do, but in a story form, which makes it more accessible. Well, these, then they don't have to do that. Yes?
All right.
wouldn't we experience more rasa if we would see the performance of this drum?
Point is rasa is appreciated.
Right.
And so then the drama may add something, seemingly, because it might catch your attention. But it's not necessarily that the level of transcendental realization will necessarily be any higher. It means your level, whatever it is, that's basically what you're going to deal with.
Right.
I'm talking about if it's other dramas, yes, like this. But this kind of drama, then the difficulty is even if you say, if we say is yes, it would, where are the actors? Where are they?
In Goloka.
Yes, exactly. Because you see is that if you're following the path that the acting is a service to Krishna, you know, it's like we see Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, then they were at Advaitacharya's house and then they put on a drama.
Yeah.
You know, Lord Chaitanya became Radharani, Advaitacharya became Krishna, and that, you know, like that, that's all explained in the Chaitanya Chandra Nataka, the details of the drama. And so, and there, them doing, and then they may be tasting, and then whoever may be the who's watching, you know, of that, because this is inside the house that just a limited group is there. Like Lord Chaitanya would have his kirtan, but it would be limited who's there. So even if you put it on, who could be the audience? Who could be the actors? Who could be the producer? So if you can get all that together, that would be fabulous. But the point is this is not something that would be put on for the public because they wouldn't understand these things. They'd be arguing over, is, you know, the difference or this or that between, you know, Vrindavan and Dwarka and all that. So from the Brajbasis, they don't see the difference. But we demand that it's so different that it's like black and white. And as Madhuri pointed out, in America, that's becoming illegal. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing, is therefore then why you would do that. So who's going to be the audience? It's just like with, was it? I think it was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur if he could publish Govinda Lilamrita. He says, yes, you can make print 3 copies. Yeah, one for you, one for me, and I think one for Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. You know, that was it. You know, yes, you can. So the point is that it's just a medium for reading. It doesn't have to be. It means you might be able to take some sections of it and be able to perform it. But you generally see is that this kind of intensity, this kind of seriousness, and this kind of happiness, they don't go together. Modern actors are trained in tragedy. You know, that's one of the things we'll see when it comes up. Modern theater, there's either comedy or tragedy. In between, they can't do. Yeah, exactly. Because it comes from the Greek, and that's the Western theater. So either everything's being destroyed and all that, or it's slapstick. So we're going to have a difficult... I'm just talking practical. Maybe in the future you're going to have the qualities of the devotees so that the acharyas wrote these things, knowing that now they won't be performed, but maybe in the future they will be. And then that's there. So if they ever do get, that would be very wonderful. So it's not that how it's written, it couldn't be produced. It means how they would come on the stage, the blocking, everything, that you could do. But just the qualification of the person who's producing it, the quality of the actors and the quality of the audience, that's going to be, that's where the weakness is. It's not in the script. So therefore, then just reading it together, then it becomes very nice. And if it could be seen, that's there. Just like in, let's say, Chaitanya Chandradoy Nataka. The first 3 acts you could produce. But from the 4th act to the 10th, no, you couldn't. So in the same way here, you can pick a few spots and you might be able to produce it. But to do the whole thing and the moods and how they're moving and all that and the dynamic aspects of it. Does that make sense? Because here it's about attaining the rasa. Modern theater is about me expressing something. Right? And so then, if there's a good chemistry, then the director can get you to express something. You feel I'm expressing something like that. So you'd have to have... And then where do you have that surrender to the director like that? Where do you have that quality of director we're surrendering to? And they have to be pure devotees. Does that make sense? So just from the practical side, it wouldn't work so good. But in concept, yes, they could be performed. But the quality of people would have to be very special. That's why you have a theater, because the theater, you can close the door. That was the whole point. Before, they had theater out in the open, and then the demons made trouble. You know, when the plot didn't go in favor of them. So they made then Brahma said, you make the theater house, you can close the door so people that aren't supposed to be there. And then in this modern age, no, everybody's qualified. How can you discriminate this and that? And so right there, since the basis is the political platform, how can you have anything, you know, either religious or spiritual or devotional? Does that make sense?
I think, Maharaj, at the door, Yama is standing.
Yama is standing at the door. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in theory, it could be performed, but you'd have to have such qualified people. And everybody may say, oh, we're so qualified, but then one would already appreciate it just by reading. And then if on top of that you could do, then that would be even nicer. So in other words, it would be more of a private thing. If private devotees wanted to do something like that, then it would be nice. But then because they're doing it private and it's not public, then they'll say, oh, it's this and that. Who do they think they are? So hence, you just sit down and read it and enjoy and avoid all the difficulties of artists and politicians. Does that make sense?
It has to do with the level of the content of working with the drama.
Yes.
Because devotees do perform many other pastimes which are well appreciated by the audience.
Yes.
Like the devotees in the early days, they asked Prabhupada, I want to do a play. The Prabhupada in the letter wrote the different acts of Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Charya.
Yes, yes, yes.
He said, but there's only one condition. Everybody has to be a pure devotee.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
So,
yes, go ahead.
So, like Prabhupada did sit and enjoy thoroughly devotees performing in front of him.
Yes.
I mean, he really enjoyed it.
Yes,
it
yes.
It was performed by devotees.
Yes, yes.
But the content, you know, the script was something that everybody could appreciate.
Yes.
And absorb. When we talk about Vidagya Madhava or Lila Madhava, it's a totally different audience, totally different grade of actors.
Yes.
So certain things cannot be touched.
No, it's there. It's like we were saying in Kerala, in their theater there, they have the general theater of things they put on, you know, that everybody can come to. But they also have a theater where the theater itself is it would be basically, you know, from that pillar over to this pillar, that big. That's the whole theater. And 10, 12, 15 people are the audience. And there's one guy who comes out and acts. But all those people there, they themselves are probably on the platform that they could write dramas themselves. You know, and the actor is the best that there is.
And is that one Leela?
I'm not sure what Leela is. It's just the nature of that particular theater. I can't remember the name. No one here from Kerala? No? Yeah. So it's a form of that one that you see, you know, the dresses and the big, you know, all the rice and all that kind of thing. But everything is slow. So something that they would just go like this, they will take a minute to do that. How the eyes move and everything. It's just, everything is just perfect and every little detail and all the people that are there can appreciate every technical detail. So that's just in technique. And they're appreciating from the scholarly point of view. And then as you pointed out, as here, then you're going to have another. So the level of appreciation of the rasa. So you read this and it's nice, then good. You read this and it gives transcendental ecstasy, better. And if you read it, it's kind of like, well, this is boring. This doesn't make sense. How come this is there? Who, you know, where this? Why did it move so fast? Where did they go? Don't read it. Because the point is it's not only you have drama, but it's the Vedic drama. Because the moderns, you have to establish everything. You know, you ever notice that you have something, and in the beginning, the first 5-10 minutes, the main people do something that has absolutely nothing to do with what's going on. So that at the end, in the conclusion, when they do it, you won't think, that's how can they do that? Where did that come from? So you always have to establish all these things that it's possible. You know, and people say, oh, that's not very realistic and all that. Because they only see the situation and the particular qualities or endeavor, mechanical endeavor. They don't even look at qualities so much. And so that's what's being appreciated. And so if that makes sense, that this is something you could do and that would give material results, then that's what would happen. But here it's about taste. So that's why being educated in these things, that's why it comes here only after we've studied the nectar of devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, some aspects, and then Bharat Muni, then we can start to appreciate that there's things going on. Otherwise, if we just read it cold, you wouldn't get the same appreciation. You wouldn't, not because you think, oh, why is it going so fast? What happened here? It said you're getting married. Where's the marriage? Where's it? It just has to be. It's the point is Radha and Krishna getting together, and they can be together. You know, at the same time, it's Radha and Krishna saying, but we will still be in Gokul. And he says, yes, but we'll be there, you know, unmanifest. But the devotees, you know, in their bhajan, they'll be able to see. You know, so then you see is that it's the same people. Like that. Because otherwise, there's a different flavor, yes, because of dwarka and the opulence and all that, but it's the same people. You know, like that. Krishna's saying, oh, I'm back in Gokul. Because everybody from Gokul is there. But it's a different pastime where there's the aspect, it'd be Vrindavan with the touch of majesty. But it's enough where then it becomes the king's environment. As opposed to the touch of majesty and it's still a Vrindavan environment, but it still has that Vaikuntha flavor. So. Yes.
Maharaj, I feel like to a large extent this is actually traditionally depicted through that, like, you know, the Kathak dance dramas, like, where...
That they could probably do. So if you had a single dancer come up or a few dancers, yes, they come up and did with the dancing style, then they could do it, but it's all dance. But you see these...
Yes, yes.
It's there's a lot of prose, then there's this and that. So this style they couldn't do. But yes, they could perform it as you know, one of the... Like that, you know, as Kathak or any of them, Kathak Bharat Natyam, Kathakali or Odissi would probably work very nicely. You could do that, but then you get the full benefit, you have to know all the mudras and everything. Yeah. That's why previously everybody would be trained in dance when they're small. But not that they would be dancers, it's just they'd know it, so when they see a dance performance, they can appreciate it.
Also with that, then the subtlety is intact, that only when you understand the modes you feel the effect. If you're not at that level, then it's not accessible.
Yeah, because I remember once you're sitting someplace and I think at somebody's house and their daughter was studying at Kalakshetra, you know, in South. And it was a break, so they were here and that. And there was somebody was singing a bhajan. You know, it was like, I don't know if it was Sri Pallad or somebody singing, and the girl was sitting there, and as it was going, she was doing all the movements of what would be the words. What words were being said, she was doing the movements of the words. You know, someone pointed out, what are you doing? She says, oh, I'm just, you know, the words of that. So you could dance it? I says, yeah. That's what they teach you to do. You have the song, you have the mood, you have this, and then you do all the movements. So yes, in that form you could do it, and there'd be no problem.
Like
but you wouldn't get all the poetry in that.
Yeah.
But the theme of it you could get.
Because there'll be songs of Gita Govinda going on and somebody performing. Actually, if somebody is at that level, he can gain the full rasa.
Yes, like that. So yeah, there'd be ways around it.
There's hope.
Like that. But the point is the living entities generally that you means come back from the spiritual world to preach here. Then Krishna asks those that are from here, because they have more of an understanding of the material world. Right? It means the acharyas, they're always his associates, so they're always coming. But other preachers, then many times they're, you know, those who have gone from here perfected themselves. They come to the platform of the Vastu Siddha, and then they come back to preach. So, like that. So when you know, because it's 10,000 years, so if you come for that, during that, then maybe during that you'll be able to see the performance and all that. And so, well, like that. See, one of the qualities of the Vaishnava is he's humble. And so anything else, or?
So Maharaj, thank you very much to have given the opportunity to read.
Oh yeah, no, it's nice.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. Sue. First, let's see how the other. Because we need to move on with this. Because what we'll continue, we'll do the Western, or the World Theater after Gaurapurnima. What do you call it?
Shakespeare. Yeah, world dramatic, classical.
Yeah. Classical dramaturgy.
Full of rasa.
Comedy.
Tragedy.
And tragedy.
At least two.
Yes, and you notice both of them are secondary rasas.
Yes.
They're not primary rasas. Yes. So that's the thing when Prabhupada says in the purport in the third verse of Bhagavatam that he talks about the, because it's about rasa, that one. Then he says the primary rasas and the secondary rasas. Because in the material world, the secondary rasas become primary. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out, in the spiritual world, they're not. They're sancharis. They're part of the Vyabhichari Bhavas. Just that they have a uniqueness that you can define them exactly the same way as a primary rasa. You know, because the nature of the Swabhava, because they have all the ashray, vishay, and all the different things that create it, like as Rupa Goswami described. So because you can define it in that way, he says the mundane scholars, they see it as just that there's 12 rasas. But he says those from the spiritual world knows there's 5 rasas and these other 7 support, but because they have the nature, they're called rasas, but they're actually Vyabhichari Bhavas.
And also he says that ultimately all of them end in disgust.
Yeah, in the material world. He says that's the point. They all ultimately end in disgust. So, hence tragedy. And then when you get over it a bit, then you can laugh about it. It's comedy. Or, while you're going through it, everybody else can sit and laugh at you. You know? Right? And then, after time, when you can laugh back, then that's even more sweet.
Right? Greek?
Hmm?
We start with the Greeks?
I'm not sure where we start. I think we start earlier, but I'm not sure. We just have to see. You can start anywhere. It doesn't matter, because they're not connected to each other, really. The Oriental is not connected with the Western, you know, which is not connected with if they're doing anything down there with the Mayans and all those guys. So.
Still in manifest.
Yes, it's still manifest. Because the idea is then you can see the two in connection and then you can see the reality of it. Otherwise, then the tendency is to think they're two different things. But all it is anything that living entities do, they're a derivative of what they are as a living entity and then the perverted forms of what happens in the spiritual world. So you can't do something separate. the external form that you're using may not be the form that you would use in the spiritual world, or even that a pious person would use. But the principles of it, the mechanics of it, are the same. You know, it's just like if you're cooking one cuisine or another, the mechanics are exactly the same. They're not different mechanics. It's not that the Chinese guy's frying something and then, you know, the continental wallah is cooking something, frying it, that there's a difference. You know what I'm saying? You have the oil, you have the things go in there, you move it around, you know, when it's cooked, you take it out. There's not going to be any difference. So I said, technique is technique. You know, hotter does this, cooler does that, depending on the effect. You use hotter oil, you use cooler oil. So that won't change. So the idea is to be able to see that, but it's just that you're dealing with something that's not quite as complete. And what is of value, it's because it's value, because it's connected with the baby. That's the idea. So we see all the aparavidya in the context of paravidya. Like that. Otherwise, aparavidya can be dangerous, that it can distract one. You know, hence people getting into Ayurveda and astrology, Vastu, get completely distracted. You know? And they take that as more important and more substantial than that. And, hey. So then that's a problem. So you're trying to get it so one can have all this culture, like Rupa Goswami, he's still sitting under a tree when he's writing this. You know, so his lifestyle doesn't change, his attitude doesn't change. You know, the Digvijay Pandit shows up, you know, he's not saying, oh, what do you mean? I wrote this drama. What drama did you write? You know, like that. You know, it's like that. No, he still maintains the same. So to be able to accommodate and deal with all the aparavidya without being distracted, and it doesn't take you away from pure devotional service, then that's the idea of the proper balance of the philosophy and religion. Then you can see. That's the whole idea.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.